We are live. This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cjsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ange Shachlech from the Intlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkana, BC, and I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super awesome show coming up for you guys. We have our subject, and it's going to be on gratitude. We have some Canadian content music. We have a song from Devin Townsend, the pride of New Westminster. We have Sons of Arrakis, and they're from the East Coast. And we also have Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence. And this is a remix, Song of the Week of Shkwait Shechlech. And also Cache Creek. And if possible, we're going to have some Johnny Cash on the show at the end of the show, if we have time. And we just welcome all our listeners from all over the world, from England, from Germany, from Spain, from Sweden, from Switzerland, Holland, Egypt, Africa, China, Japan, Philippines, New Zealand, Australia, South America, North America, all across Canada, all across United States. Welcome to join us on our Odyssey of Positivity, Human Growth, Empowerment for Human Rights and Justice, and just getting involved in making this place a beautiful, wonderful planet the way it should be. And today is November 14th, 2024, and we're going to have an awesome show. So we're going to start off with some Devin Townsend, some energetic music, and his song called Power Nerd. So let's have a listen to that, get the show going, and get ready for a great show. So enjoy, everyone. This is Devin Townsend. Power Nerd. Woo, man, that was a rock song for sure, man. That was Tevin Townsend, Power Nerd, guitar playthrough. What an awesome song. And we have our brother from the East Coast, Wegadesk, our high diving champion. Thank you for joining us, brother.
Brother, thanks for having me on. Eagle Nation, so great to be here. Hope everybody listening is having an awesome day. Talk to me, Chief. Are we doing gratitude today or what?
Yes, we have our subject. It's called gratitude today, but we'd like to first ask, please and thank you, to lead us through some deep breaths and get the show started right.
Absolutely. I was so excited to talk about gratitude. I almost forgot about those deep breaths, but let's get ready for them.
Okay.
We'll relax our belly. We'll relax our neck, our jaw. We really want to just feel peace and ease and all the amazingness of life as we breathe in. And as the exhale happens, just let everything go. Total clean slate. Let's do it in 3, 2, 1. In through the nose. Oh, yeah. Nice sigh. I love a good sigh, too. In through the nose. All the love and exhale. Yeah, super good. And one more just for good measure. Third time's a charm.
Ooh.
Super good. Yeah,
ooh.
I love that.
Wow, man, it's always so awesome just to get that fresh air into our lungs, get that oxygen into our bloods, and get us ready for a super awesome show and topic. And our topic is about gratitude, and we'd love to hear your words on that.
Absolutely, bro. Gratitude is so huge because it sends a very positive message out to the universe. And that message says, thank you. And so the universe is going to give you more of that. And so if we continue to feel grateful just for the things that exist in our lives that maybe we're not so grateful for, but we should be, like the water, like the earth, and the air. You go for any amount of time without these things and life just gets drastically worse. So to be grateful for things builds a connection to them. And I personally use gratitude to strengthen my connection to the Creator. Mm. I say, thank you, Creator, for creating this world. Thank you, Creator, for creating the earth, air, fire, water, ether, our brothers and sisters, the four directions, all of these things that are just so important. We can't live without them. So I'm going on because there's so much to be grateful for, especially when you get good at as a habit. Doing it. And I know you're the same way, Chief. You're one of the most grateful people I know. And I mean, of course, how could we not? We both were touched by Counselor Fari and her heavenly, you know, blessings everywhere she went. And so shout out to Counselor Fari. And what do you got to say about gratitude?
Well, I was able to share with a lot of people, you know, because of my upbringing, and you know, I was raised by my great grandparents and and one of my aunties, and you know, thinking back on all those, that time for my first 3.5 years with them, and just realizing, like, man, I was just so fortunate, and it makes me feel full of gratitude towards them, knowing that, you know, they're the reason that I was, you know, able to get to my success and survive in this hard and tumultuous life. And it just makes me feel special that I had that touch of my great grandparents. You know, later on, I was starting to realize that, you know, there's some people out there that have never even seen or talk to their great grandparents, and yet I was able to stay and live with my great grandparents, and it just really makes me feel that love that made me survive and become a person of gratitude and just love for life and wanting to share that love that I received from my great grandparents, and it's just wonderful to remember those times and share it with other people, and just try to honor my great grandparents that, you know, spent that time with me and looked after me and loved me unconditionally. And it's just an amazing thing to remember and reflect and go back to those times and share that gratitude with those that helped us in our lives, you know, especially as little babies and children, you know, we're like helpless without that help. So it just brought me to that point of gratitude and wishing to send those positive vibes out to everybody and share what we can be very grateful for and show our gratitude towards those that made us who we are. So
absolutely, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. So I really appreciate you and give my gratitude to you for coming on our program and just getting our show started right with some deep breaths and all your wisdom and showing us what made you tick to become and a world champion in diving and all the strength and courage it took to get you to those positions.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, bro. Thanks for having me on. I'm super grateful for the listeners and everybody there making it possible at the station. Lots of love to y'all. And talk to you next week, guys. Bye for now.
All right. Bye for now. Thanks for joining us. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That was our brother, Wegedesk, a high diving champion of the world. And just an awesome, tremendous person. And we're going to carry on with our program. We do have some other guests coming in, co-hosts, and one is going to be one of the members of Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, and his name is, we know him as Mr. Salar, and yeah, we'll be talking to him next, and we're going to be playing him some Sons of Arrakis, and the song is called Lonesome Preacher. So we're going to have a listen to them. Enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Wow. Heavy.
That was pretty awesome, man.
So good.
I loved the lyrics on it. It reminded me of our next guest coming on, which is Mr. Salar. And we thank Mr. Salar for joining us. How are you doing, Mr. Salar?
Perfect. Just perfect.
Yes. And we do have our brother, Kanavar, the music coordinator
hello,
for
hello.
CJSF here with us. And
hello to you too, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And he's the one that introduced me to this band.
They are so good. They're from Montreal, called Sons of Arrakis. Arrakis being the desert planet, which features at the center of the Dune novels by Frank Herbert. Mm. Classic sci-fi from the 1960s. Sons of Arrakis has released two full-length albums that focus heavily on the content and the characters and the universe of those novels. Lonesome Preacher, obviously referring to Paul Atreides, who goes through, becomes, you know, usurps the throne, becomes the emperor of the known universe, and then later on in some of the follow-on books, he actually becomes a wandering preacher who, you know, lets all that go behind kind of thing. And they're from Montreal, and this album was from 2022, and the second album, Volume 2 by Sons of Arrakis, we actually have on the CGSF playlist currently. So it is just fantastic music, and I heard it a little earlier in the summer, and then I sent it over to Huayinch, and it was just too good to pass up, because we were always talking about nice heavy music, and I said, oh, you got to listen to this. It's so good. And we were just sitting outside playing on off of my phone, and he said, wow, okay, this is it's pretty good. I got to listen to it.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, so we do have our subject today, and it's on gratitude. And I wanted to show some gratitude towards Mr. Salar, because he's the one that was very highly influenced us in staying on the air and continuing this program. And so we'd love to hear some words about gratitude from you, Mr. Salar. Oh,
certainly. First of all, thank you for your kind word, but I am way below this level that you introduced me. I'm really myself very happy and very fortunate to be in a group of the people like you, your dear co-worker, and having access to all your dear listener in various parts of this world. I really thank you, and this is a gratitude that I have to show. And when I think about the word gratitude, which is actually a feeling of thankfulness and appreciation, I thought that such a simple and tiny word, but with that extraordinary weight. If we think about it, that the gratitude is when we receive the blessing, that is spiritual, physical, or financial. When we have something, of course, the gratitude is the next step, next logical step that we are getting. And this shows that the sense of obligation. So if we understand the real nature of the fortune that we get, then we have also to accept that it comes an obligation with it to gratitude, to thank for that what we got that other people don't receive it. It doesn't mean that they don't have it at all, but they have a different type of a blessing. And I believe I come from the school of thought that we human beings, we have, each of us, each individual, has certain positive things that the other may don't have the same. But they have the different one. But the reason is that we have to share with each other so that at the end, everybody has a little bit of everything. So this is what I think. And I also have the experience that whenever, from that point that I learned that with that blessing, whatever kind, there is also a gratitude combined with that. Whenever I show my appreciation, I will receive more, or I feel that I'm receiving more, you know? What I want to say that I really reached that point that I know for sure, which each gratitude of receiving something, the chain will continue. And this is not just happening like that, because there is a direct line between having blessing, whatever type of a blessing, spiritual, financial, physical. I believe first we have to understand, we have to recognize that we are so fortunate that we got it. And then we have also to show our gratitude, and in my thoughts, is the best way of showing the gratitude is to share this fortune, things that we got, with the other, that they don't have it. They might have something else. Never mind. I don't think about that. I just think what I am blessed with is not for me alone to keep it and be happy about it. I have to share it with the other one, because through that I show them that we are all one, we are all the leaves of one tree, that we have to help each other, that we have to show that we are for each other here, and it is only then we can reach to the level of the humanity that we are created to reach that point. This is what I think. And the best form of gratitude in one word, as in one sentence, is to share it, the strength that you get in whatever it is, with those who have not received it, or who have not such a strength, because this is the only way that you will receive the strength of different people in the matter of those points that you are rich and you don't have it. So this is, I believe, everything I can say about this wonderful, wonderful word and feeling. And I hope it makes sense.
Yeah, very, very wise. And it's always great to get the perspective of other people, and it really like opens my mind. And I really like to go back and enjoy listening to our podcasts later on, because then it kind of like refreshes my brain and helps me to digested a little more. And and I really appreciate you coming on our program, and just for your involvement in making sure that we would continue this program, and bringing Dr. Akvan and showing me his podcast and inspiring me to continue to keep going. And also a lot of gratitude to Our Lady Fahima, who contacted him and ensured that we had him on our program. And just a lot of gratitude to both of you for, you know, all the upstanding work you guys did and continue to do with us here at Free Voices. And just working with Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. It's just a great honor and a privilege.
Oh, thank you very much. I am really honored to be part of your team, and that I can be always in that program is an honor for me. And humbly, I will thank you, your dear team, and your wonderful listener in every part of this world.
Well, we thank you, and we appreciate you, and lots of love to you, and we hope you have a great rest of your week and weekend, and we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon, and